Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood, Singapore's AI Blueprint, the three-pillar plan every business needs.
And the reason I think this one cuts through is that most AI conversation right now is either hype or fear. Singapore just did something practical, and the lesson transfers well beyond Singapore.
Right. So the setup is this. Most businesses are buying AI tools without a plan. Brett opens with a story about a founder in London who spent £10,000 on an AI-powered analytics platform, and when asked what business problem it had solved, couldn't give a straight answer. Just something about gaining insights.
£10,000 and no answer?
No answer.
That's what Brett calls motion without progress, activity without achievement. And the problem isn't the tool. It's the complete absence of a coherent plan underneath it. So what did Singapore actually do that's different?
Three things, and they work together. First, a 400% tax deduction on qualifying AI-related expenses. For every dollar a business spends on eligible AI activities, it can deduct $4 from taxable income. They also expanded the Productivity Solutions Grant specifically for SMEs, both announced as a combined package.
That's not a nudge. That's a shove.
It is. And the signal matters as much as the money. When a government does that, it's telling every business in the country that AI is not a future thing. It's now.
But here's what I'd be asking if I were a business owner at the kitchen table with this. That's Singapore. I'm in Melbourne or Manchester. I don't have a 400% tax break. How is this relevant to me?
Brett addresses this directly. The lesson isn't wait for your government to do the same thing. It's to de-risk your own investment. Start small. Pick one process, measure the return, and use that win to fund the next move.
So build your own financial case first.
Exactly. That's pillar one. Pillar two is where it gets interesting. The Champions of AI program. This is not about handing out software licenses and wishing people good luck.
Tell me more about that. Because I hear so many stories that sound like, we got a ChatGPT subscription for the marketing team.
Which is exactly what Brett is pushing back on. The Champions program is a deep strategic partnership. Consultants sit down with a company, examine the whole business, from the factory floor to the finance department, and identify where AI can deliver real, measurable value. It's a business transformation exercise, not a product try.
And the contrast he draws is sharp. Company hears AI can write marketing copy, gets a subscription, produces a few generic blog posts, novelty wears off, and 3 months later they're back to old habits. Because no one asked the hard question first. The question being, what specific business outcome are we actually trying to achieve? Is it reducing customer churn by 10%, cutting the product development cycle in half, freeing the sales team from admin so they can spend more time selling?
Exactly. Brett's line on this is clear. Never start with the tech. Start with the business problem. Only then go looking for the right solution. Don't buy a solution that is looking for a problem. Pillar three is people. And I think this is the one that gets skipped the most in practice. It does. And Brett's argument is that the biggest barrier to AI adoption isn't the technology. It's the skills gap and the human fear of change. Singapore tackled this at a national level. Any citizen who takes a selected AI training course gets 6 months of free access to premium AI tools. And the intent is broad, not just data scientists. The article lists accountants automating financial analysis, lawyers speeding up case research, project managers using AI to predict bottlenecks, tradespeople using it for job scheduling, the whole workforce. And the downstream effect is that when businesses are ready to move, their people are ready too. Which is the part most rollouts miss. You can have the strategy and the budget and still be stuck if your team doesn't know how to use the tools. Or if they're scared of them. Right. So how does an SME with, say, 20 staff actually apply this? The three pillars translate directly. Build your financial case by finding one frustrating, repetitive process and measuring the return on fixing it. Use that result to fund the next step. Keep it small and calculated at the start. Second pillar, strategy before technology. Define the business outcome before you go near a tool. What number are you trying to move? And third, invest in your current people. They know your business and your customers better than any outside hire. Give them the skills to work alongside the new systems. Make them partners in this, not bystanders. What's the one thing you'd tell someone to do this week? Brad is specific about this in the article. Write down one frustrating process, not three, one. The task that costs you the most time or money every single week. Then define your AI outcome in one sentence, a specific, measurable result with a number attached to it. And while you're at it, audit what you're already spending on AI. Every subscription, every trial. For each one, ask, what business problem does this solve? If you can't answer in one sentence, cancel it. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you'd like this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there. Brett and the team will map exactly where to start. Where's the conversation? See you next time.